Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
You know that opening music we have where it goes ding da ding da ding da ding ding ding?
Yeah.
I was bending baby Jesus during that, so it's going ding da ding da ding da ding as I was bending.
Should that be something we all do now?
No, I just was doing that, and then I realized that I hadn't arranged my kicker because I've been flying around all over the place.
Do you have pink paper?
I do, like much like copy you'd get in a television station.
That's very pretty.
That's, you know, the way they used to do it.
Well, yeah,
they used to put it on colored paper so that it would be more visible to the anchors.
Oh, I thought it was pink paper for the female anchor and blue paper for the male anchor.
No. No, it's not, unfortunately.
Because Letterman used to use blue cards, you know.
Really?
That was his big thing. All the cards were always blue.
Wow. I thought pink was just for firing.
Well, that's an interesting comment.
It is.
So anyway, welcome to the show.
That's right. Leave your PTSD behind and raise the flags of all nations. Let us begin.
PTSD, we're all fine. Everything's fine.
Yeah, we're all fine.
The only person going to be fired is me. Let's see. Okay, I didn't. All right. Okay. All right, so that's
make the funny one last.
Whatever. I don't know what I did. We've been up super early this morning because of one reason, and that's baseball, baseball, baseball.
And I wanted to ask you about that because you have a job that's flexible. How does it work for most parents when suddenly you have a baseball game at 8 in the morning on a Thursday?
I don't really know. These are most of the parents are veterans of this because their kids have played on all-star teams before.
Are there other older parents that might have the flexibility of not a full-time job?
You know, in this day, in this modern era of working from home and modern families where there are older and younger parents, I really have no idea. I think there are people. You know, it's like the rest of the country. People have all their different side hustles. And so, you know, the days of 9 to 5 are not as common as they used to be. So I think a lot of people
when you see the parents at the game, Mike, do any of them appear unemployed?
No comment.
I do when I go to Costco in the afternoon, I do look around and say, why aren't these people at work?
I think it's
the modern world.
I think it's the modern world where it's just my daughter's perception of work and my perception of work much different as far as, you know, where you do it, how long you do it, when you do it. And
for 30 years, my mom's schedule was 8 to 4:30 every day.
This thing is, I believe, in many cases, you've got parents that have done this for so long that they block off time from their vacations. In fact, they referenced it at the opening ceremony.
They have the money to not go to work.
No, I don't think it's that.
It's, you don't feel that? That
no,
they can block off?
No,
an,
no,
like an,
no, no. Not
oh,
a,
it's
not
dedication,
in a,
not wealth.
By the way, I was at the state championship for 11 and 12-year-olds, and no. This is parents that are making sacrifices, you know. And
were
all
there
that.
Any moms or assistants holding up cameras so dad can watch on FaceTime in the office?
Or the hospital.
You know, it's interesting. Carla and I set up shop over to the left, right next, not as far as the opposing team, but to the furthest end of the the backstop, and probably as far away from our team's rooting section. And that's just the way it worked today. And I think it's appropriate because, you know, I think the parents with the kids that play the least should be the furthest away from the rest of the parents.
Honor system?
That's my own hang-up that I'm saying right there.
It's easier to talk trash if you're close to the opponent team.
Well, the whole thing began last night where we had to be there at 6 o'clock, and there was a ceremony that should have started at 7. And then it went on. This is my type A that, Josh, I don't know if you've seen it a lot because we've really, You do the job well when we're doing a live event, and Rob has been with me a million years, so he knows the drill. But it wasn't always the case where our live events would go off without a hitch. And Rob knows that...
That's very, very diplomatically stated.
One of my pet peeves is showtime, go time.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been in
Unless,
audiences...
Unless, of course, Mike, the video doesn't play. Then we have to delay the beginning.
That would have been a moment where,
or the door really doesn't unlock.
The top of my head came off.
That was
I was
not
so
a great
furious.
Moment.
It was not.
That was our first time in Reno, wasn't it?
I don't even.
I believe it was. Yeah.
God rest his soul. But anyway, it was the idea of You know what? Maybe I can do a little mime on it right here.
A pantomime.
I'll give you a little bit of it. I'll give you a little bit of the guy that was really kind of the chief cook and bottle washer, the master of ceremonies.
Okay.
All right, here you go. This is what I watched for the better part of 25 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Hello. Okay, we're going to get started here in just a sec. All right, we're going to get started here in just a second, and it went on.
And Josh should know this is after they killed the house lights, so the theater, so called, is dark. And
there's a conversation going on. There's a conversation.
Hold on.
We are on the ball field.
I'm confused. Was that from the ball field or was that from Reno,
the ball
what you
field.
Were just doing?
No, that's okay. The ball field.
All right.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I was still living in Reno, Mike. My apologies.
No.
Because it was almost
probably,
the same.
With my urgency and flying around, that might have been my fault for not communicating effectively.
That's fine.
I was doing a demonstration of the ball field.
Because that's what I thought. Okay.
Baby broadcasters, sometimes your audience doesn't know what you're referring to, but you do. And in my case, the audience was Rob, and I didn't make it very clear that I was talking about the PA system set up behind the ball field.
Yeah.
And all of the teams finally out on the – they were called –
We call this, Josh, the Carrie Spiewak effect, when she's had a conversation.
Can we all get all the teams to the ball? Can we get the coaches and teams? And we're going to get started in just a second here.
And then finally we got started. And then it
25
was,
minutes
If late. You wait just a couple of minutes, we have a couple of coaches that are still in the meeting.
And I'm going, oh. And it was the type of thing where there are babies crying. People are moaning. It was just
wow.
I'm not used to this. And I'm yes. It was the opening ceremonies for the state championship of Florida.
Oh, okay.
Were there games last night that
nope.
you were not participated in?
No, there were no
they
games
just
last night.
To drag
kids,
everyone to the
kids
ball field
in their uniforms and shorts and pizza before the okay. presentation, and then the exchange of the gifts where they have bags that they present to the other teams.
Okay, that's, like an opening day parade.
Very similar, but no parade, just
or a military parade.
Teams out there, 12-year-olds and 11-year-olds, and
yeah, no tanks.
It went on, and of course there was a brief prayer.
Did you lead that?
No, I just kind of sighed ruefully. You know, it's like
was it a non-denominational prayer or was it like a?
No, it was a Christian prayer, and
was
well,
it
thank God for that, Mike.
Thank you for you know for any of the Jews and Muslims in the crowd. My hey, sincere apologies.
Did anyone get hurt in today's game? then the prayer worked.
So it went on, and then it went on, and then it went on, and then there was a little talk
National
from.
Anthem?
The national anthem, the
great song,
17-minute version of the national anthem,
sung or played off tape,
a cappella, and on and on. You know, I've always felt about that song, Rob. That's a
I
song
know.
That's a song that literally can be accomplished in 45 seconds. You know, oh say, can
well, it's, you I think see it's I think it's 65
light?
Is what
is
the
65 is
I
the
think
maximum.
That's what the networks allow for it, as if I recall.
But the thing, and this is where my type A personality just crushes me. The lead up where it's the MC, the head of the thing talking to the groundskeeper, and the groundskeeper talking to the head of the thing, and then the groundskeeper is back. And it went back and forth. If they had one conversation, they had 30. And it was just, I'm sitting there and I'm leaning over to Carla, who is suffering through me at this point. I'm going, what is the effing deal? Jesus. Now, one of the dads, I wish I remembered his name because these parents are all new to me, but
it's Bill.
His kid is a stellar athlete, okay. Really great player, great kid, and a great catcher. And the dad, I like the dad. He's quiet, but I really like it. I said, so what's the deal now? And his tone right before he told me was, oh, okay, well, now they're going to go over. And, I said, better or worse than a college graduation?
Oh,
he goes, I think worse. And it was just funny. And then I saw why they all feel this way. And then at the very end, they had a brief little homemade fireworks display. And that's when I said to my son, yeah, Florida, all the time.
I said
to my son,
yeah.
And this is where I love him. I love this kid. And Elizabeth and Catherine are the exact same way. And I looked over at him and I said, listen, all the low IQs are going to stare at the fireworks now. You've already been sprung. We can watch the fireworks as we're walking to the car. And he's like, oh, that's right, Dad. They'll just sit there and stare at it. And we got out early and then it was back there today. And
what was in the gift bag?
Oh, but
what
you know, I don't even
kids
know.
That make it this far.
I don't. I think that what Michael alluded to, because I didn't even look in his gift bag, is that they had a good one that they gave out, and
it's
they got one that,
one
that was a sucky one. That's the way I understood it. So that's the game today. They thumped him, and
good
it was
for you.
Okeloke. I think it's Okeloke. That's the town. Sorry about Florida. There's so many of these towns. It's hard to keep track. And
so
they're
wisely
going back,
named.
They're going back this afternoon to play a second game. And then I think they're off tomorrow because the way it was explained to me, if you lose, you play more games. If you win, you play less games, which kind of makes sense in the double elimination tournament. And, you know, Michael being a great teammate and not getting the playing time, but warming up the pitchers, warming up the doing bullpen sessions with the pitchers, watching the other kids like a hawk. If he, if they get another blowout, maybe he'll get an at-bat or two. I hope so. But that's not what this is about. This is about him being around these better kids and these better athletes and, you know, being voted on by coaches to be on this team. And I'm honored, and I don't care. And the worst thing I think that we could do right now is to be, hey, come on. It's not at that point. This is the point where it's win, baby, win, and that's all that really matters. It's not my kid gets to participate. That's not the game, and I completely understand
that's not
that.
The worst thing you could do. I think worse than that would be bringing your own fireworks and setting them off during the game.
That'd be very, very, very
that would
bad.
Be distracting.
I'd probably be thrown out. These are the real deal. Josh, we got the real deal umpires now.
Yeah.
We got the real guys.
Fat guys?
No. These guys just have their act together.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
And most
it's
importantly,
so professional.
They make the call loud enough for you to hear.
Absolutely.
They make it clear.
It's fantastic. And I'm really enjoying that.
Like Frank Drebin? In Naked Gun, when he goes, Steve,
not quite, but you definitely hear it. And they're nice guys. And since we're at the backstop, we chatted with the guys. And it's just being there and being a part of it and watching baseball is,
it must
I've grown
you,
to love it. I've grown
it
to
really
love it.
Must make you remember your days on the All-Stars.
never happened. Never even close.
No, that's awesome, though. Good for you. And good for him.
Yeah,
great experience.
I mean, and he's got his head on straight with his role on the team, and he understands it. And that's where we are with that. And I will tell you something. It is it's a pleasure to watch. Oh, and for the very first time, I'll give a shout-out to Michael's teammate, Zach, for a legitimate over-the-wall home run in Game 1, which I haven't seen in Little League yet. It was my first real, like, over-the-fence home run. Fantastic.
If I were to see Zach on the street,
yes.
How old would I guess Zach
he'd is? He'd look like a kid between 11 and 12.
Really?
That's what he looked like.
He just really connected and hit it? Wow. Mm-hmm. Wow. Good for Zach.
He's long and lean, and he is
baseball machine.
He's a pitcher, too, and plays right field and pitches, and it's just fun and they're having a great time. And but they're little kids, and I took a little video. I didn't send it to maybe I can send it to them right now. I took a little video of the pizza party last night, and let me see if I can get that over to you. But the the volunteers, the coaches, everybody, it's really
just
special.
Look at a clock, right? That's the thing. Look at a clock. Yeah. While he looks for that, I found something. This is just a slight curveball.
Text message, okay, Josh?
Yep.
Okay.
On Peacock, did you know there is a full documentary of the MSC Seaside, just the boat that we're going to be on the cruise? It's an hour-long documentary.
A documentary?
Yeah.
A documentary. Or that little thing we've seen.
Yeah. This is an hour-long documentary. Did you know that if the MSC Seaside was on land, it would still be one of the 50 largest hotels in the world?
Is it that big?
So big, they had to build its own slip in Miami that none of the slips would accommodate it. And the statistics are crazy.
That means if we hit an iceberg, we're going to go down like a rock.
No. The iceberg will go down if you see this ship. It's crazy.
I haven't even talked about it since we had our little deadline. Now, our deadline for the special package is passed, but people can still get on the cruise ship.
Still call the phone number and get in, maybe.
If you watch this documentary on Peacock, it is called The Secret Life of the Cruise.
Okay.
On Peacock. If you watch it, you're going to want to come. Do you know they desalinate all the water for the pools on the boat?
I didn't know that.
They've got
That's
a
very
huge,
exciting.
It's crazy.
Did they tell you the best place to hide from listeners?
Yes. At the bottom of the pool.
I can't wait. I mean, December's going to be here before you know it.
The bowling alley is going to be one of the first things I go. I can't imagine bowling on a boat.
Is it a legitimate sized bowling alley?
It looks to me like there's maybe six lanes, but the length is exactly right.
I'm going to explain for the people that are going on this ship. We're having the cocktail party. We're having the live show.
Yeah.
We have not even decided how the live show is going to play out.
No.
We don't even know.
There will be
exactly
a presentation of gift bags followed by fireworks.
There will be something.
And the national anthem.
And the national anthem and a prayer. That's what we should do. So
I'll take care of the prayer.
Yeah, you'll be good at that.
Yeah,
well,
he's a Bible guy.
I do the Catholic grace. I still from my Catholic days knock it out, and it's the greatest grace in the world, and it's very tight. Are you familiar with the Catholic grace,
competitive
Josh?
Competitive Catholic?
I am not. At least not by the title.
I'll give it to you right now. Bless the Lord, and these are gifts which we are about to receive from thy bounty through Christ our Lord. Amen. Boom.
Yep.
That's it. That's how fast it works. That's how exciting and fast it is. But
you ever whip out a Hail Mary? Spell. That's another great prayer.
Well, Hail Mary is a different. That's more for confession.
Mike, look inside.
I'm thinking of a dirty joke right
don't
now.
Don't tell a dirty joke about Hail
about
Mary.
A priest and what does Father so-and-so give you for that? Two Snickers bars.
How about we go back to the pizza party?
This is the
That's
pizza
a great
party.
Idea.
Thank you.
But yeah,
this
go the on the boat.
Party.
It's a great boat.
Here we are, folks. State championship, Florida. 2025. Little leaguers as far as the eye can see. All over the place. Little leaguers and pizza. A wonderful combination of Americana. Look at all of these.
I got a question, Mike.
Best little crumb crunches in the state of Florida, all gathered in one spot. Lots of fun. There are the coaches for the good guys right there. Let's check in with this lady. Hey, lady, what do you think?
It's amazing. The energy is hair-raising.
Bye.
I have a question, Mike.
Yeah.
The first person I saw with pizza surrounded by children was a lady with a short haircut. Were they serving adults first?
I have no idea
because
I didn't have
any pizza. Saw no kids with pizza.
I didn't have any pizza. I didn't go near the pizza because I had, I like to call this crossing the Rubicon of food yesterday.
Yes.
I had a moment, and the fact that my weight was down today was a miracle because I crossed the Culver's Rubicon yesterday. I was coming back from down in Naples, and I got to the exit, and I'm like, suddenly my body just craved a Heath Bar concrete.
They're great.
Which, for those of you that don't know Culver's, it's the
frozen custard.
Yeah.
And I went in, and it was as though I robbed a bank. I hid the empty cup in the garbage can in the garage. I destroyed all evidence. I used a different credit card, the one she doesn't check.
Oh my God! To do that,
it was embarrassing. It was embarrassing. No, if I'd come up close to her, she would have known that. Did you go somewhere and get ice cream?
Yeah.
So it was. It's great to be part of all this, but at the same time, it's new, and I have to fight my inner insecurity that because my kid is not getting the regular playing time,
right?
That you know we are not part of the whole thing, and that would be wrong. I think it's our job to be there and be more supportive than the other parents, and that's how mm-hmm. I'm playing it. And sure. it's sometimes killing me because I just like you know I at one now, point yeah go ahead.
Do you know who won the Little League World Series last year?
Who?
Florida. It was a team out of Lake Mary.
So they're defending a title, essentially.
So really? You might have to run into them at some point.
Mm-hmm.
Lake Mary, there's a lake. I don't know if it's Mary, though. I don't know which one. It's a lake something, though. And they look
Superior?
Big. Superior, they say, never gives up a death on the big lake they call Gitche
Gumee. Before you close the page on it, Mike, was that Little Caesar's pizza that they were providing in excess to the
Rob,
kids?
Rob, were you there? And you're just, you know, you're like, Carla, I bet it's Little Caesar's. And the Little Caesar's, the cardboard pizza comes out in, it's very plentiful, Rob, because it's very inexpensive.
Yes, it is, Mike. And I think they have a deal now, buy one, get 70 free, because it's crap pizza.
Somebody yesterday said to me, you know, the sodium content of sunflower seeds, that is, my kid's not pitching, so I don't need the sunflower seeds. But apparently, I've been mainlining them since my addiction with sunflower seeds began. Yes. And, you know, like anything that you think might be an alternative, of course it's bad for you.
Yeah.
A lot of water weight.
As your ankles expand.
Right. Yeah. And so
no seeds yesterday? I thought they might make you a seed pizza.
No, the night before seeds. The night before just sitting there surfing the web.
Yeah.
And the seeds were everywhere. And I went to practice and was eating seeds. And
sure.
I got the cracked pepper jumbo Davis sunflower seeds. Fantastic.
I'll see you've expanded to the other flavors now. That's good.
Yes.
And the other
cracked pepper. And they were jumbos.
Now, does that really make a difference?
Yes.
It does.
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know they graded them by size.
Yeah,
they're
absolutely.
Like tomatoes.
Oh, they're easier to open.
They're like almonds. No.
big giant sunflower.
So, you know, it makes it all worthwhile just to see the kids. And then, that's all I have to say. Another sport that I pursue in summertime when you are a golfer. The idea is that you play what are called reciprocal golf courses. And you can play, in many cases, at places that are ritzier than your place. And in Naples, Florida, I got to tell you something, that's saying something. And earlier in the week, I had a chance to pop over to one of these rarefied air places, and I got news for you. You know, bring on the tax hikes. Bring on the tax. When I
you
saw,
don't mean that. You
let
don't
me
mean
tell
that.
You something. Well, no, for the uber rich, Rob. When I see
do you
8,000 square
that?
Foot? When I see 8,000 square foot homes occupied by two people that are closed up for the entire summer, I'm saying something is
wrong.
Amiss. Mm-hmm. Something is a little amiss, and it was just
when you
I
play these reciprocal tournaments. Are you also allowed to stay in the houses?
No, but the subject of squatting was brought up by me. I said, you know, I'm very content with where I live, but I sure wouldn't mind, you know, spending a summer over there. That would be really, really special. How about some squatting be done with that? Because
we're
it
squatters,
is
squatters, baby.
Oh my God. I mean, really just on and on and on. And of course, because I'm who the way I'm, the same feeling that I got at the ball yard is the same feeling that I got when I was driving by these houses. And that is the feeling of that this is an inner voice just screaming in my head. I'll do it this way. So hold on. So,
all right.
All right. All right. And it goes like this.
What have you done wrong?
Ah! Anyway, that's really the way I looked at it. And I'm sure anybody that sees that.
That just should be a t-shirt.
I thought I had a handle on the haves and the have-nots of this world. I really did. I really thought I had a handle. I knew that the uber-rich have these fabulous neighborhoods, like a certain part of Naples, Florida, and Beverly Hills. And I knew that. I didn't realize that the disparity was as widespread as it is. And when you go to that rarefied air, you become very, very aware of
that. As a rule, you stay among your own. And I think that's healthy.
Because it appears to me that the primary job responsibility of the people that live in these communities is going into their vault every day, squatting down, and just pooping out gold bricks.
Wow.
Just pooping out one after the other after the other. And then going to their backyard and pulling hundreds off the money tree.
If this offers any comfort, let me tell you this. It hurts to poop a gold brick. So it's well earned.
Well, that's why they get to live in such luxury.
Never have you seen softer chairs.
Such luxury. And so it is what it is. And it's a very interesting time down here in very, very South Florida. And I also wanted to say happy Juneteenth. If you don't know what it is, let me enlighten you. Juneteenth is the commemoration of the day that the last slaves were notified that they were emancipated based on the Emancipation Proclamation from Abraham Lincoln. And that's why, Rob, the team hat that we wear for my son's Little League, Rob told me he didn't think this was appropriate.
Because I think just a screenshot without explanation might
I get it. Rob, most of the – and, Rob, if you read the Emancipation Proclamation.
As I
and,
do.
I heard it read this morning, and I will tell you that there's your – most of your states are – from this part of the world.
Exactly.
That needed to have that gentle reminder if we moved on.
I saw on CNN, and this is so tragic, this year they are purposely scaling back Juneteenth celebrations and observations because of the air of fear that we have in our time.
What a great time to be proud of the country, right?
It's horrible. I mean, if you can't be proud of this, this is one of our wins in our history.
There are people in this country that would say, I don't think so.
I don't think so.
I don't know about that. Duh. But it is what it is. And I think it needs to be commemorated.
I agree.
And happy Juneteenth. It is a federal holiday, is it not?
I believe it is technically a federal holiday.
It's at least a bank holiday.
Banks are closed today.
Didn't they replace it? Didn't they use, they get a number of holidays every year. Didn't they replace Lee Jackson King Day with that?
With Juneteenth?
Because that was
wasn't Martin Luther King's birthday a holiday and they tried to shoehorn the Confederacy into it a little bit?
Yeah, well, that was a Richmond thing, is that they wanted the holiday to be...
the bigots in Richmond wanted
it's
to
amazing
have
because
balance
the
for their heritage.
Right. They wanted to honor Martin Luther King, but they also did Stonewall Jackson and General Robert E. Lee, both on... I think some of the statues are gone, but I remember... I had a great professor, Joyce Dodd, at VCU, and she said, well, no classes on this particular day because we're going to have the most conflicted holiday ever invented.
Insanity. And by the way, if you want to know my feelings about American history and you want to know my feelings about that sad time in our history, where I don't necessarily see eye to eye with the people that say it's heritage, not hate, I would urge you to just watch.
No.
All you have to do. Is watch two films. They're really, and they move along very quickly.
Mm.
One is much more of a romp than the other one. That's very serious. The serious one, 12 Years a Slave. If you want to just really get, kind of a taste for what it was really like.
With Denzel.
That was Glory. No, this is 12 Years a Slave. I'm trying to think of the main actor in that. But the other one would be Django Unchained, which is much more of a Tarantino-esque film. Really portrays some of the, Leonardo DiCaprio
as a different slave owner. Has a different view.
Isn't that weird, though, that we're here in 2025 and people are concerned about that? I just think there's no place for that. There's absolutely no place for that. And I hope the pendulum swings.
And this is a federal holiday. There is no mail delivered today either.
No mail.
Many people get off today.
No mail today. But I'll tell you, Django, when you want to talk about the gratuitous violence of Quentin Tarantino, I don't think there's a better film for that shootout scene. That goes on for maybe 45 minutes towards the end of the movie, and I just it's spectacular. And I'm blocking on the lead character, the guy that played Django.
Mike, was Chiwetel.
No, that's 12 Years a Slave, 12 years. Rob.
Well, that's what you were asking for before.
No, I was saying Django Unchained. Who played Django? And he's like
Jamie Foxx.
Jamie Foxx. Thank you very much. I was blocking on his name. And who is the guy that was on 12 Years a Slave?
His Walton name Goggins. Was no, it's not Walton Goggins. Stop.
Rob
that.
Will now mangle a very ethnic name. Go ahead.
Yes. Well, it's not an easy name to say. Chiwetel Ejiofor.
Yes.
I think you might have gotten the last part right.
And then also, there's other names that you would recognize: Michael Fassbender, Benedict Cumberbatch, Paul Giamatti, and Lupita Nyong'o.
Michael Fassbender is as evil on this in this film as you can get evil. Mm-hmm. And I don't think I'm alone by any stretch of the imagination that if you watch that movie in its entirety and you just say that, you don't even have to be a history major.
No,
just go watch that movie and just imagine. Just imagine, just place yourself there and just imagine what it would, and then to do any kind of equivalency about, what about my heritage? Yeah, your heritage was that.
Yeah, that's it, folks.
That's what come on, stop it, there are plenty of good people that die. No, unfortunately, you're on the wrong side. That's it. This is no balanced issue here.
And also stop compartmentalizing it as this was then and this is now. This is not that long ago.
No.
This is very recent.
Josh just came back from Europe. My God, the history over there.
Europe knows old.
We're a baby.
What we think of as olden times,
I know,
was a modern era as far as that is concerned. So anyway, one last thing.
Mm-hmm.
Before we go to break here, we don't go to break. I just roll along because I took that podcast that was doing a podcast about our podcast, mm-hmm. and I took it to heart. And they said it looked ridiculous when I went to break when I was still there. And I agree, and I'm honoring that. And if I'm still not used to it, you're right. This Saturday, these two gentlemen are going to be going to King's Dominion. And hanging out with people.
Mike, before you go further, let me run this video that I have prepared that I think will explain why King's Dominion is the place to be.
Do you like excitement? Then come on with us. No matter where you turn, King's Dominion has excitement made just for us kids. Here you can zoom into the sky on Scooby-Doo's coaster or shoot down rapids on a wild log flume. Or even face some wild and funny animals nose to nose. Because King's Dominion has something for
everyone. Wow.
King's Dominion's for everyone.
Now that's excitement.
Boy, they paid him a bunch back then, huh?
Yep. And also, here's a behind-the-scenes thing. They had the exact same commercial with a different VO for King's Island. Because they were sister parks.
Oh, so that's why they got Van Dyke on that one, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
But that's do they still have animals at the park?
No, they don't have the roller coasters, the safari anymore. And it was first a monorail safari when I went on it, but before that, it was a drive-through safari. That was 1974, where you would really just go
into a place. Oh, that predates you then.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't go till 76.
And then he went. Anyway.
Went anyway. Mike, went. Check this out. Okay. This is from the movie Roller Coaster. You will definitely see this is it
an
was shot in California.
Less two accidents in 1 week. Who's putting the lid on this? The police?
A recording from a stranger.
Get on the
That's
ride,
KD.
Harry.
A drunk That's in King's Dominion.
Harry.
Yeah.
Remember what happens when you don't follow directions.
That's King's Dominion.
And a man in the middle on
That's
the ride.
That's the Rebel Yell, now called Racer 75.
It's too late to stop him now.
That guy.
Let's go.
Hey, George Kennedy?
No, not George Kennedy, but about everyone else.
On a marathon golf ride.
That's a great disaster.
You're so
movie.
Sad.
Is the point of the movie that people are dying on the roller coaster?
No, the point of the movie is that there is a guy, a crazy guy. I think they edited it out, but it was originally PTSD from Vietnam was blowing up roller coasters. And this is not a true story. So you're safe. You're perfectly safe. But it's a wonderful capture. Nice. If you want to see the singing mushrooms, come on out. You'll love it.
Very nice. Very clever.
So, Josh, it's noon, and it's an hour under the tower.
See you there.
And what time do we
noon?
What time do we meet our escort?
I think
we're getting a hooker.
We have an escort now to guide us through the park.
Kind of escort. Oh,
and there's something new that has been added that I'm most excited about, and you'll hear about it on the show, Mike, and that is the King's Dominion Tour of Food. It's the best theme park food in town.
Can't wait to hear all about it.
Blue ice cream is back, Mike. Blue ice cream.
And heartburn until next year when you go there. The hot
Hey, all the gift shops have antacids. You'll be fine.
Looking forward to it. This episode is brought to you by IQ Bar, our exclusive snack and hydration sponsor. This is cool. They've teamed up with Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry, on two special edition products, a salted caramel chip protein bar and a yuzu mango hydration mix. Guess what? They are out of this world. This collaboration grew out of Chef Keller's daily regimen of IQ Bar products and combines IQ Bar's nutritional excellence with Keller's culinary expertise. IQ Bar's plant protein bars are packed with clean, delicious ingredients that keep you physically and mentally fit. The salted caramel chip IQ Bar has 12 grams of protein and only 1 gram of sugar, plus brain-boosting nutrients like lion's mane adaptogen. They taste great, but I love them because they make me feel good. And right now, IQ Bar is offering our listeners 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. To get your 20% off, text TMOS to 64,000. Text TMOS to 64,000. That's TMOS to 64,000. Message and data rates may apply. See terms for details. We got the news coming up, but first I want to tell you, Marco Fun.
No, you have to say Marcos and then stop for a second.
Marco.
Polo.
Marco.
Polo.
Fun.
It is fun.
I'm all for a relaxing day at the pool, just not with my old swim trunks. I am ready, ladies and gentlemen, to invest in some comfortable, versatile, and built-to-last trunks. And I got to tell you something. I love mine so much.
They're great.
It is so nice to get trunks that really fit well. I realize that most of the stuff that I had, you know, the legs, they can fit 8 people in there. And I you know, these were just the best I've ever seen. And this episode is brought to you by a wonderful company called Fair Harbor. Mm-hmm. They're makers of the world's most comfortable swimwear. If you're heading to the beach or have a vacation coming up, pack their breeze knit line trunks and say goodbye to mesh linings forever. Mesh linings suck.
I hate it.
They are soft, chafe-free, and built to move. These trunks are softer than anything you've ever felt before. They are swim-tested by your boy here, Mike O'Mara. You gotta give Fair Harbor a try. Millions of swimsuits sold and over 70,000 five-star reviews. I know why. Fair Harbor, a crowd favorite for a reason. Fair Harbor also carries a full line of casual clothing, great shorts, shirts, and the best hoodies ever. Head to fairharborclothing.com/TMOS and use code TMOS for 20% off your first purchase. That's Fair Harbor, H-A-R-B-O-R, if you don't know how to spell harbor, clothing.com/TMOS for 20% off your first purchase. And make sure you use the promo code TMOS so they know that the TMOS crew, spelled C-R-U-E,
right,
sent you, ladies and gentlemen.
Mike, you went away.
I did?
We have no video of you.
You knocked something with your camera.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, there you are. And Mike, this just in, If you doubt that I was at the theme park in 1976, there I am in the yellow and blue striped shirt at King's Dominion on International
Oh, Little
Street.
Rob. Little bitty baby Rob.
Right. But I mean, they didn't even
Is
have
that
trees.
Is that your dad?
No. That's his twin, my Uncle Pete. From left to right, my Aunt Lynn, my Uncle Pete, my mother, me, my Aunt Maria, and my cousin. What's her name?
Jesus Christ.
Kathleen. Bro. Kathleen. I'm not in touch with her. But anyway, it's even a better park now. That's all.
A park for the addled, ladies and gentlemen. Just go enjoy.
It is a park for the addled. It's great because you can ride a ride for the first time many times.
Josh, I don't even know if you're a theme park guy or not. Are you a theme park guy?
It's been a while since I've been to a theme park. And King's Dominion used to be a yearly trip through high school and stuff. So it'll be nice to go back.
How long since you've been? Like 20 years, right?
Probably 25 years.
How did that much time pass? All right, let's start the news here.
Please.
It's Juneteenth, as I mentioned before, one of 11 federal holidays we now have. But a surprising number of people still have never heard of it. And now, ladies and gentlemen, I bring you the results of the latest idiot poll.
Great.
A new poll found 13% or 1 in 8 Americans have never heard of Juneteenth, which is a lot, but better than 3 years ago when only 1 in 4 had never heard of it. Over a third of us still don't know what it's about. As much as I'd like to say this is an idiot's poll, I just don't think you hear enough about it.
You don't, but you should know it. I mean, it's around you. It's not it's like also, at a Christmas Day lead up, but it's a real thing.
It's also kind of a silly name, Juneteenth. It doesn't really tell you what it is, except it's
it was a combination between June and the 19th, where that was that, and it goes back to maybe the 1800s. I think it was when it happened.
Did you have the day off?
Two years after.
No, I didn't. We weren't made aware of it in school. We weren't in the 1800s. Here you go.
They closed the schoolhouse for you?
It was so exciting. It really, really was. Let's see. Here are a few more quick stats from the poll. Only 62% of people know what Juneteenth is celebrating. Congress made it a federal holiday in 2021. So it's only 2021 that it's been made a federal holiday. Going right through this here.
It was a holiday in Texas since 1980.
Okay.
Wow.
And let's see.
Texas doesn't usually seem to be on the forefront of that stuff.
Well, that's where this took place. The last town to find out was in Texas.
Oh, okay. I did not realize that. Good point, Josh.
Yeah. Let's see here. They made it a federal holiday in 2021. President Lincoln signed the Emancipation Proclamation on January 1st, 1863. But the last slaves, there it is, Galveston, Texas, weren't freed until 2.5 years later on June 19th, 1865.
Is that why Glenn Campbell wrote the song?
Let's move on. Juneteenth isn't a new word. It's a mashup of June and 19th. It was first coined way back in the 1890s. God, it was cold back then.
Yeah.
29% of Americans say they've celebrated Juneteenth before. Around 1 in 6 say they were planning to do something to celebrate it this year. And most Americans are on board with it now, but not everyone. 22% don't think it deserves to be a federal holiday.
Did they do any polling at the parade?
The parade for Juneteenth?
Yeah, no, the parade for Flag Day and the President's birthday.
No.
I was wondering if they polled those attendees on Juneteenth.
90% of Americans agree racism is still a problem in 2025, you think? 55% said a major problem. 55%, that's significant, said a major problem. 35% said a minor issue. And 10% said, not a problem at all.
Oh, I was hoping 10% would be undecided.
No idiots in this poll. Sorry about that. I apologize. Where's my thingy? Play the thing.
Do the shush.
God damn it. I tell you, I'm running all over the place today. Where is it? Hello?
Mike, I got you.
Oh, I didn't plug it in. Sorry. I knew that would happen.
Josh, do you have any more questions about this photo?
Yeah, who's the person on the right?
The far right, that's my cousin Kathleen. Yeah.
You sure about that?
Yeah, and Pete and Lynn were her godparents. That's why she came along. I should mention, taking the picture was my Uncle George. Thank you. And now here's Mike.
An updated dietary guidelines for Americans will be released in the coming weeks, and they are nixing the recommendation to limit your alcohol intake to one or two drinks per day. Well, I'll start right now. I don't have a kid playing in the game.
Exactly.
They're not saying there's any less danger to your health, just that they apparently won't list a specific amount. Instead, it sounds like there will be just a brief statement encouraging everyone to drink in moderation.
And I'll be recording that statement, Mike. I will be on the website with my statement.
Just tell the story.
Yeah.
About what happened to ye.
Exactly.
That's all you have to do.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, my father's saying, do you remember it, Rob, about moderation?
Yes, moderation in everything, including moderation.
Moderation in all things, including
all things.
Moderation. Regardless, this could be a major win for the alcohol industry.
And they need one.
I've been rooting for them.
Good W, Anheuser-Busch.
I've been rooting for them for so long.
Me too.
They've been threatened by heightened scrutiny of alcohol's negative health effects. If you look to your upper right-hand corner right now, you will see those negative health effects.
I used to be thin
practice
and perfect vision and had a gorgeous head of hair. And look what's happened to me.
One source says that the elimination of the one to two drinks guideline is primarily because the scientific basis for recommending specific daily limits is limited.
Yeah.
Get it? Limited lists. In other words, it was arbitrary.
Yeah, I think a lot of this began to happen when a martini started having 8 ounces of gin in it as opposed to 1.5.
Yeah. I got to go back to a meeting, so listen, I'll catch you guys on the next side.
Yeah, just give me a fishbowl and I'll be on my way.
All right, a new study found that a simple fitness test can predict how likely you are to die in the next 10 years. I think this will be self-explanatory.
All right.
Over 4,000 people aged 46 to 75 tried it.
Mike, that's us.
And the ones who could do it easily. Where are you in your 40s, Josh? Are you past 46
45.
Yet?
45.
So you're not even there yet.
Tune this out, buddy.
The ones who could not do it, the ones who could do it easily were 6 times less likely to die of heart and lung issues over the next decade.
Mm.
It's called the sit to stand test, or cross-leg get-up test.
Hmm.
All you have to do is sit down on the floor and stand back up. But you can't use your arms, knees, or grab anything for support.
Knees? You can't use your knees?
Like you can't move to your knees first. You have to push yourself up.
You have to push up with your legs.
Okay.
I can do that.
Oh, I'm sure I can.
Really?
I don't know. I hate being on the floor.
Lower yourself down until you're sitting cross-legged, and then stand back up. I guess you can lower yourself any way you wish to.
Okay, let's see.
All right.
Get this chair out of the way, and the gong's in the way. I don't like this opportunity. Don't like being on the floor. Hold on.
All right, so crisscross.
Applesauce.
So you sit down.
He might be down there the rest of the show.
Right. How's my shot?
It's easy to do. It's easy to do. It says you're probably in decent health. Ideally, you should be able to do it without putting your hand or knee down or grabbing onto anything. But if you have to, it doesn't necessarily mean you failed. They scored each. Rob's eyes right there. I could do the rest of the show.
I can't reach the board, but I like it.
People who scored 4 or lower, there's a rating system.
Great.
If you put your hand down once to sit and again to stand, that's an 8 out of 10. They also subtracted half a point every time the person lost their balance and wobbled. People who scored 4 or lower.
That's my concern.
Were most likely to die in the next 10 years.
Oh, I thought you were concerned you would wobble.
If you're 8 or higher, you're fine. I'm not even trying to. I got 2 artificial hips. I'd fail miserably. I'll see you in 10 years.
All right.
If you want to try it, they say do it on a rug or a mat. Are you on a rug downstairs?
No, I'm on a chair mat.
A chair. Is it over a rug?
It is over a rug.
So it's got a bit of a pad, right?
Yeah.
All right.
I'm more worried about the wobble into those shelves.
On the count of 3, 1, and this is not using your hands or pushing off your knees.
Off my knees.
Or anything. As a matter of fact, it's probably a good idea if you put your hands up by your eyes. Like that. Okay. 1, 2.
This is doom.
3, go.
Okay. Nope.
Oh, no.
No. No, no, no. Not happening. No. But you know what? What can I say? It's been a good life. I got to use my knee.
This should have been the kicker. What am I doing here?
All right.
Oh, my God.
Mike, what I love about...
I have been assisted since my hip surgery by... I don't go down to the floor without a little assistance from a table or you know, or a perch. That's the way I do it.
I'm still rocking
I would be
in
agony just sitting that way.
Mike, I have... I'm cursed with my original hips. Maybe if I upgraded, I could do it. But so what is it? 2035. I'll try to die on a weekend. Thank you.
Have something like a chair or wall next to you in case you need help.
And now my knees hurt.
I think that's a BS survey.
Well, at least we got something out of it.
Jeez. I don't know. I'm not even going to attempt it, so that's it for me. Sarah Jessica Parker has had a tough time with all the negative comments about her appearance. She was once a fairly confident person, but that changed when Sex and the City premiered in 1998. She says there was only one time when it made her actually cry, and it was from a comment published in a magazine. Quote, it was like a kick in the rubber parts. And why do you think that story was in my news? Because she called the rubber parts. I guess that's your private area.
Yeah. Did Candy use that phrase when you were dating her?
Candace Bushnell. She said, listen, we're going to go to my senior ball, but no messing around with my rubber parts.
Now try to get up without using your knee.
Yeah, exactly.
Michael.
Let's see. She said, why is this a problem? Why is this deserving of your time? And why do you seem to delight in saying it? It left me sobbing because it felt so purposeful.
Wow.
Hey, that's 1998. You should try living in our world now. My God.
She didn't cry when her husband killed a person in Ireland.
No, that's right. You never forget, Matthew Broderick.
Never should I.
Vehicular manslaughter. Finally today, Hollywood's next great biopic should be in production soon. Because this individual is releasing his autobiography.
Excellent.
It comes out September 9th. The publisher says, quote, now nearly 8 years sober, he will write candidly of every detox, retox, drug deal, and adventure along with his challenging journey to freedom. Any guesses who this is?
Probably tennis great Jimmy Connors.
I'll give you his quote.
Okay.
My stories have been told far too long through the eyes of pens of others. Through the eyes and pens of others.
Oh, I bet it's Charlie Sheen.
Charlie Sheen, yeah, winning.
Winning, winning, winning.
My stories have been told far too long through the eyes of the pens and the pens of others. That's such a crappy quote. Through the eyes and the pens of others.
Did he not misspell penis, or did he mean pens?
I think you'll agree it's time to finally read these stories directly from the actual guy. Might be an interesting autobiography. Lots of life lived. Not interested?
Sure, his ex-wife's going to love that.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, I don't want to see it through his filter.
Which porn star was she? I don't remember.
Just remember, Mike, one time in front of his kids, he pulled down a picture of him and his wife after they divorced and spray painted the word mistake on it in front of his kids.
Yes.
I hope everyone does that.
Yes. by the way, the rich get richer and more greed coming from a major sports league. But first, let me tell you about gray hair. It is a super drag.
Yeah.
Simpler Hair Color has a full variety of shades to match any guy's hair and beard. With Simpler Hair Color, there's no need to buy a separate hair, beard, and touch-up product. A single can has you covered for all of them. Plus, one can of Simpler Hair Color provides as many uses as up to 4 boxes of drugstore hair dye. The choice is simple. Simpler Hair Color offers gentler ingredients, a cleaner application, and unlike other companies, there's no waste. That's why their mission is to become the numero uno men's hair and beard dyeing brand. They want to be number one. Plus, Simpler Hair Color offers free shipping and free returns, so you can try Simpler Hair Color risk-free. Say goodbye to grays the easy way with Simpler Hair Color. Head to simplerhaircolor.com/TMOS and use the code TMOS for 15% off your order. Once again, that's simplerhaircolor.com/TMOS for 15% off, and make sure you use the promo code TMOS so they know we sent you.
Now, it's important to
notice, Mike. Could we repeat it once more, please?
Mike, it's important because it's a great client, and they actually reached out to me right before the show. That was a 10% discount. They're so pleased with our listenership, they've upped it to a 15% discount. So if you are on the line about whether or not to try it, now's the time to do it, because we can get you a better deal than ever. So 15%.
When did they let you know that?
Just before the show, like 10:45 today.
So it's not 10%, it's 15%. That's 15%, pretty good.
Yeah, that's an up. That's
Right before the show today, Josh LaRocca mentioned to me something that just on its face value made my stomach churn a little bit about the NFL. And
gross, isn't it?
It's just you have it in front of you. What are they doing?
The NFL is playing 7 games internationally this coming season.
More than the year before, and probably more than the year before
With the goals, the goal stated to have 16 games international in the coming years. And that's making the NFLPA prepare for an entire division of football in Europe.
Wow.
So a European division for the NFL.
Four teams. The NFLPA is projecting that it'll be 4 teams, so they're preparing for 200 union jobs.
Is this really just the NFL saying, if soccer is a world sport,
of course
we can be a world sport also?
It's all money.
It's all greed.
Yeah. In fact, to start a team, you have to buy an expansion team. And for an expansion team, you have to pay the league $10 billion.
So let's say that again, Josh. One more time on that.
$10
billion.
With a B, yeah.
For the license to start the team and join the team. So if they get 4 teams to join at once, that's $40 billion into the NFL. And where that money goes to is it gets divided up directly to the owners of the other teams.
Yeah.
So because it's listed as it diminishes their team because there's now more teams.
Great, great news for the Maras.
Yeah. So every team will get $1.2 billion.
It's
that approaches being a lot of money.
You know, I get the interest in Europe for American football. I get it. And they are responding to that. They've certainly acknowledged it over the years. They've nurtured it. I don't know why it leaves me cold. Well, it leaves me cold because I always knew football was the sport that replaced baseball as the great American pastime.
And do you think that's based on the fact that they, NFL and television, grew up together? And it finally became the ultimate television sport.
Yeah, it's the television. Absolutely. Yeah. The television sport we have.
And it's easy to look at the money side, but you got to think of the player side too, and how that's – kids get upset now if they're drafted – if they're from California and gets drafted by Pittsburgh and have to go across the country. What if you get drafted as a kid and told you got to go play in London?
What are
you calling me, Mike?
What do I hear?
Only two people Rob's have this right number. Here. Hold on.
Well, your mom probably doesn't know what time we're recording today.
No. No. No!
Definitely his mom.
No. They wanted to know if I was interested in changing my provider.
Robocall.
Yeah.
Did they identify what company they were with?
They did not.
Ah, what a shame. I would have given them an FU. I would have loved to do that. Hey, while we're on the subject of sports, Josh, I didn't touch base with you on this at all. The biggest news in baseball of the last week has been has involved my team, the Boston Red Sox, and their trade of Rafi Devers, superstar for the Red Sox, best hitter on the Red Sox, and a guy that moved off of his third base position when they got another legendary baseball player, Alex Bregman. And then when one of their first basemen went down with an injury, they asked him if he would move over to first base, and he told him to pound sand. Well, finally a trade happened, and he went to the San Francisco Giants, where he said immediately, I would be happy to play any position that they asked me to.
Yes.
So, I don't know what your take is on this, but I know you're a baseball guy, and you cover it on your podcast for baseball. And
just that he's clearly not a good guy.
Yeah, just not a good teammate.
He's not a good teammate.
I mean, I'm in the middle right now of teaching my son by my own behavior what it is to be a good teammate when things are not the way you want them. Carla isn't, you know, we're going to these games every day to support the team. But it's, you know, he's a late addition. We were told he would be a late addition, that he wouldn't get a lot of playing time. But he gets all the practice time he needs, and he's part of this thing. And that's being a good teammate. Because tell him, and I told him in the car just a few short minutes ago when we were driving here from the ballpark, I said, your time will come. And I think that's what it's all about. And even when you achieve the highest levels of professional sport, I think you still, on a team sport, you have to be a teammate. And if you're not a teammate, you know, I think the reaction is when a guy is traded, if you hear a lot of grumbling from the other players on the team, that's when you know you got a problem.
Right.
There wasn't a whole hell of a lot of that with the Boston Red Sox.
No one minded him leaving. It was okay.
Yeah.
Is there anybody he reminds you of when it comes to the Orioles as far as players that have played on that team in the past that might not be – well, they call him clubhouse cancer.
We had a little bit with Manny Machado before we traded him out.
Noted
a
Dick.
A little bit there. Yeah.
It's
so a little bit of that, but no, it reminds me of more of what goes on in the NBA where the players run the teams, run the leagues, and that's never going to happen in baseball. There's too many players.
I didn't think that was the big baseball story. I thought the big baseball story for yesterday was Orioles give up 8-run lead.
No. I wasn't going to get into that.
Yes, they did.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy.
8-0 in the second
inning. It started strong. It really started great.
Lost 12-8.
Did they really?
Yeah.
Oh my
8-12
God.
They lost.
Yeah.
Wow. Are you still doing your podcast?
Yeah.
It's angrier and sadder now.
Yeah, I do it on Monday nights.
What night is it?
Monday nights.
Monday nights. Can I ask you this for Orioles fans?
I was very positive on Monday.
Okay. Are you being sarcastic?
No, I was.
No, they're off a hot run.
No, I was. Yeah. They've been doing really good until they ran into that issue yesterday.
Are you, let me ask this, and this is how I measure my sports content. Are you, well, I measure it a couple of different ways. I look at guys that do the insider kind of reports where you get the rumor mills and see what's going to happen. And then if, when the season comes, I watch the guys that really are great at bitching. Your podcast, you're the passion side.
We're the passion side.
Can you really bitch when it's time?
Oh, yes, there's plenty of that. Yes, there's plenty of that. There were weeks and months of let's fire some people, yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Does Matt bitch because bitching is free?
Hey, let's not go there.
Yeah,
that's a famous quote from Matt Soroka.
I was not here for that, but Matt, it lives on in history.
Let's not go there.
Matt leaves tomorrow for 4 weeks in Tanzania.
What's he doing over there? Is it a mission trip?
He lived there for a while, and he's taken some English college kids there to learn how to like teach English in a second language or something.
Wow.
I heard it was just a connecting flight to New York.
I almost did it again. No, we won't.
No,
we're still here.
We're here, man.
I'm still getting used to it. Hey, everybody. It's noted clam farmer Mike O'Mara here to talk about my rubber parts. And before you ask, I will not tell the oyster joke. So let me brag about Carla. What's the oyster joke?
Do you want to know the oyster joke?
Oh, I know what I want.
Mike, what's the difference between an epileptic oysterman and a prostitute with diarrhea?
What?
One shucks between fits.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Classy.
Let me brag about Carla for just a second.
Please.
She is my woman. She's absolutely crushing it. She is my woman. I am her man. She's absolutely crushing it as she helps people look and feel amazing. At Dermglow, it's all about real skincare, clinical-grade products, customized treatments, and results you can see. She's also got... Carla's also your go-to for weight loss and wellness. Being a telehealth connector, she can hook you up with GLP-1s. Those are the ones that I take, the game-changing meds everybody's talking about to lose serious weight. Plus... if I can just say something before I went on these GLP-1s. Mm-hmm. When I talked at the beginning of the show about crossing the Rubicon to Culver's and having that, in the old days, without the GLP ones, I would do that, and it would be game over for the rest of that day and into that night.
Yeah.
It would break the dam, and I would eat anything that wasn't nailed down.
You would call them cheat days.
And I would be out of control. Mm-hmm. You can maintain a control level with these medications. They work. Plus, there's NAD Plus for energy, glutathione for detox, and more. All doctor-approved and shipped right to your door. The best part, it's fast, easy, and there are payment plans, so anyone can do it. No huge upfront cost. You take a quick quiz, get approved, and it comes right to your home. Go to DermGlowSkin.com right now, whether it's for skin, weight, or wellness. Carla's got your back. That's DermGlowSkin.com. And yes, tell her Mike sent you. Don't end up like Otis.
Poor Otis, he's a good dog, but he's a dead and gone. Left me here to sing his song. Pretty little girl with the red dress on. Poor Otis, dead and gone. Be sweet!
As a classic rock jock, I thought we'd get a little Jim Morrison impression there.
What is the song? I'm sorry.
It's Running Blue. Poor Otis, dead and gone. Left me here to sing this song.
No,
you didn't play that at the...
No.
Oh,
no.
I like
what,
that.
At the club?
No, Ed, when you were working at the classic rock station with Jeffrey Shamrock.
All right, I am sitting here, and I realize that I did not print my kicker, and it was a really brief kicker, and I forgot to print it.
Yeah?
And let me see if it's still where I put it, because if it is...
Could this be a bonus kicker, the rarest of all kickers?
Is it Rob sitting on the floor again?
No, it is not. It is not Rob sitting
on the floor. I'm not doing that again, Josh.
All right, I found it. I found it. Here we go. Wait a minute. Got to do that. There we go. Three women were hurt, one seriously, at Colorado's Taco Festival when a heavy sign that said, "I love tacos," fell on them. They all suffered injuries, but the good news is that all women are now okay and healing.
Yes.
And, of course, this story reminded me of my favorite quote. If God didn't want it to be...
What are you doing?
I'm sorry. Hold on.
Yeah, you should be.
If God didn't want it to be eaten, he wouldn't have made it look like a taco.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. See, nobody can identify terrific. What that's about. That's what it is. Oh, that's it. That's it.
We got to get you better sounders in there, Rob.
I'm sorry
I
about
do.
That.
I,
yeah.
That's just a changer right there.
How's your emphysema today?
I am definitely going to quit smoking soon.
But are you doing bad? That's the first. How long do these bronchial attacks take for you when you're on the floor?
That probably helped.
All right, we'll move on. I have an appointment.
It's since Memorial Day, I have an appointment tomorrow. So I imagine
Did you make it out of urgency, or was it previously scheduled?
It was already in place because it was the earliest I could get when I started coughing.
All right.
I've been to urgent care twice.
Do you feel like you're regressing again?
No, I think I'm getting better.
Okay,
but it's
sounded better
slow.
Most of the week, I think.
Yeah, I hear a lot of people that are going through a lot of coughing issues. I don't know what it is.
What is psycho news, guys? I forgot which one of you brought that to me
today. Oh, I brought
today.
That in, Mike. Good news for the psychopaths.
Okay.
They have figured out the four states where psychopaths are most likely to live in the United States.
All right, now these are, can I do a guessing game on them?
Yeah, and let me just explain what it means. Okay,
go ahead.
But by being a psychopath, they wanted to investigate, quote, dark personality traits, and that can include psychopathy, narcissism, and
psychopathy?
I don't know. I don't know the word. Psychopathy, I guess. Narcissism and Machiavellianism, which is manipulativeness or the urge to exploit others. All of these are unhealthy traits, but there are four states.
I wish I was better at that. I really do.
Manipulating others like Machiavelli?
Oh, yeah. Machiavellian stuff. Like, yeah. You know? I mean, I'm not.
You know what? We would change it. It would be Mikeyavellian.
I think I'm a good facilitator.
Yeah.
Of communication.
Mm-hmm.
I think I did that in with our recent thing that we had.
Sure.
I think that as far as really getting to, I think a real manipulative person can really just tie people up in knots and get them to do anything. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that what it is? And if you're a narcissist and a Machiavellian type,
that's a bad mix.
You
right
can
there.
Really like get people to, you know. And,
I will give you a hint.
Yeah.
None of us have lived in three of the states, and only Mike has lived in one of the states. And it was not a true residence. It was just a residence there. It was a second home, I should say.
Well, you just gave it away.
In what way?
You said a second home.
Yeah. Isn't it Maine?
Is it Maine? Another? It's not Maine.
Well, then it's not a second home.
It is, actually. Physician, know thyself. You took an apartment there. When we were on the radio in a very big metropolitan city. And you took an apartment and you would go back and forth to the radio station.
Oh, New York.
Exactly. Yeah, I thought it was an easier hint than that. New York is one of the dark places.
It was so big, it was right in front of my face at home. If it was a dog. anyway, Rob, let me say, so New York is there, and then so three of them, none of us have ever lived in.
No.
Are any of these places in the Pacific Northwest?
No.
Oh, okay, see, I was thinking like, I got a Seattle vibe for
I would think that would be good, because, you know, it's crazy people tend to go to the edges, right?
Yeah, go ahead, Josh.
But how about, I'm thinking the outsides of Vegas. How about Nevada?
Nevada is number one.
Oh, fantastic. Great winner, winner.
Yeah.
Wow. That's pretty good. Hey, hold on a second. What stumped the man? Can we bring in someone right here?
I just like it. Yeah.
Here he is, ladies and gentlemen. Number 34 in your program.
Johnny Ball Player. There he is.
There's my dude right there.
Hello.
Hey. How you feel today?
Doing bullpen sessions and warming up pitchers and...
I'm not playing.
Oh, I know, buddy. I know. And you're a great teammate, and the coaches know that. And I'm proud of you, and I love you. And this is, I've told you before, your time will come. You know that, right?
Yeah.
You know that? And you're just a great kid, you know? And what did they say? Just to, for everybody to listen right now that might have kids, what did the guy say about school? At the ceremony last night. What did he say? What do coaches at the college level look for almost first?
Grades.
They want scholar athletes because they're smart. Okay?
Right.
We're going to go in a little bit. I love you, buddy. I do. I love you
so much.
Good
luck today, Michael.
Oh, yeah. The Cal Ripken thing is – see if you can lean that up against the camera. This is not the best – this is not – the best iron-on ever seen. Yeah.
What did you use, a safety pin?
No, that's not him. It's like that's what they got.
Go put that under the hat press.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, the hat press, yeah. I'll do that. I'll do that for you. There'll be a big brown hole.
Why is O'Mara's sleeve gone?
Yeah. All right, see you later. Ask mommy where the hat. Oh, mommy's not here. She's slaying the dragon. All right.
Worst case, he has one sleeve in his uniform.
That's right. Okay, so we have Nevada and New York.
I feel bad for him.
No.
I do.
Go ahead. Once he gets there, he's going to be
delayed. So we have New York. We have Nevada.
Mm-hmm.
It's not Maine. So let me see. That means we have.
People should know that this study took place over 20 years and almost 1.8 million people were surveyed.
This is where. This is where the most psychos are.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, we got Maine, we got Nevada, and we've got New York.
I'll say this, one state was mentioned today on the show already. In positive terms.
Texas.
Texas is right, Mike. Texas is number four.
Wow. The Mimic. Is that Stump the Mimic?
Yeah, because we're trying to make you be fooled. One is...
Jesus.
There's one left.
All right.
I would call it a northern western state that has a sort of a brother state, if that makes any sense.
North Dakota.
Oh, Mike, you're very close.
South Dakota.
South Dakota is the winner.
I've heard that bad S happens in the Dakotas.
Well, I think people go there to exclusively get away from stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, it's pretty late. I mean, you've driven in South Dakota, haven't you?
Oh, I've also watched the show Fargo.
Yeah, that's not so.
Fargo's easy. North Dakota.
That's your friend there, eh?
Hey, Fargo.
You wanted to know, but he didn't say thank you. Wanted to know internationally.
So he says, I don't arrange that kind of thing. What kind of place do you think this is?
Internationally, you'll find the most psychopaths in China, Hong Kong, Taiwan, Indonesia, Malaysia, Korea, and Japan.
Rob, ask me what he looked like.
What he looked like?
I don't know. He's kind of funny looking.
Funny looking how?
I don't know. Just funny looking.
But that's...
I said, I don't arrange that kind of thing. So there you go. That's a masterpiece. Do you know that?
It really is.
That movie is a true masterpiece. Coen Brothers. Yeah. And I don't arrange that. That is one of my favorite exchanges.
That
the guy
is,
just out shoveling his driveway.
Snow, right, yeah.
Just shoveling snow going. So he says, so there you go. Hey, I'm a bartender down at the Elks Hall.
Do you ever look at the TV show Fargo?
That's supposed to be, I've seen a few.
It doesn't
all
have
of them.
You know what? Fargo is such a self-contained, perfect film.
Right.
That I have a hard time with the TV show.
What's your fee? This is my deal
here, Wade.
Oh, my God. Let's move on. Do you have beautiful video?
Mike, it is so pretty. You're not going to stand it. It's so pretty.
We're going to race right through that, and then it's back to baseball land for me, ladies and gentlemen. So there you go. And
I
said, what kind of place? What do you think this place is? I don't arrange that type of thing. Did you see the movie Fargo, Josh?
No, I did not.
See, he wanted to get a hooker. Anyway, moving along, if you're
I've
like me, I hate bugs.
Yes.
Bugs belong outside. I don't even like them out there. Not in my home. I said to a bug, there was a palmetto bug about this big about 3 months ago. And I looked at him. I said, you're not coming in here. I can't arrange that kind of thing.
But he didn't say bug.
And there you go.
There you go.
I hate finding all the dirty bug laundry in my rumpus room. Yuck. So many little socks.
Yeah, because each bug wears 6 socks.
Terrible. If you've got bugs, you need Pesty. Pesty is do-it-yourself pest control. Their kit makes it so easy. It only takes a few minutes to apply. Other pest control companies charge over $800 per year, but with Pesty, you can get started at just $35 per treatment with a customized plan based on your location, your bugs, and your climate. The kit includes a reusable electronic sprayer, which is like the best squirt gun ever, mixing bag, pesticide, gloves, and instructions. You can complete it in less than 10 minutes. The whole thing in your house. Pesty gets rid of over 100 types of bugs. Plus, Pesty is kid and pet friendly. The pesticides they ship have been used in hospitals and schools all over the country. Best of all, Pesty offers a 100% bug-free guarantee or your money back. Seriously, no questions asked, because Pesty is the bestie. Now is the time to protect your home from bugs with Pesty. Go to Pesty.com/TMOS for an extra 10% off your order. That's PESTIE.com/TMOS for an extra 10% off. Order now and glove it up and make sure you tell your bugs, I don't arrange that kind of thing.
Yeah. Hey, I like that. Some beautiful video.
Jerry time.
Oh, it's King George.
George Michael. Michael.
That's a great jingle. Mike, when did we talked earlier this week. When does an alligator qualify as big to you?
3 feet.
3 feet. I think Josh might have said
4 feet.
4 feet,
they take it away, I think.
Yeah.
4 feet, they take it away. 3 feet, it's something you notice and say, I ain't going near that. I don't arrange that kind of thing.
You feed it at 3 to try to get it up.
Well, sometimes there are people...
I don't have that problem. I know I'm going to be 66, but go ahead.
I certainly don't arrange that sort of thing.
I don't arrange that. What kind of place you think this is?
Mike, this lady has a buddy in her neighborhood that she... You know how great it is, like if you see a dog you're familiar with and you go up and you give him like some head scritches and he loves it? Yeah. Mm-hmm. This lady has taken it to the next level. And guess what? It's in your state. This is a lady... petting a 5-foot alligator.
Is that a 5-foot? That's not a 5-foot.
Yeah, I think it is. If you look at it.
That tail's pretty long.
Yeah, it's not small.
She's so stupid.
That's incredible that she is doing that. I mean, really.
And Mike, if you want to meet the lady, she'll be handing out free pizza at the ball game today.
I said, I heard you're handing out free pizza. And she'll look at me and say, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't arrange that kind of thing.
Hell, he didn't say pizza.
And there you go.
Mike, finally, you know, I bring you so many silly
Can I make a request for the bonus show?
I'm going to have it already.
Thank you. Thank you very much. All right.
This is a world record that's not so silly. You know, I bring a lot of silly ones to you.
Yes.
This is one I think you should do, Mike.
Marathon golfer on Long Island that we told you about yesterday at 5, Kelechi Azihi has now broken the world record for the longest game of golf at 36 hours. The 27-year-old celebrated at the Huntington Crescent Club, where he had been golfing since 6 p.m. Sunday. Zihi was initially aiming for 24 hours, but then, get this, in the middle of the game, he found out a British golfer set a new record of 32 hours. So he had to pivot, and he thanked his supporters today.
Now, the weird thing about it is they make it seem like he just played golf for 36 hours, but it was all on the third hole. It was a long par five.
The number one question would be, did he take a cart or did he walk?
They don't imagine it, but I didn't see a cart in the footage.
I would love to know that. That certainly is significant as far as stamina to do it, right?
Yeah.
Think someone drove him in just little naps between holes?
I think if you are, you know, playing the game, which is played by a tremendous amount of people in a golf cart, yours truly included, that it would count. But if there's somebody that's walking the course, he looked like a pretty fit guy. So I'll try to find that out.
Yeah, do. And find out if he used a caddy. You know, and also I know that the Guinness Book allows breaks and you can save up breaks.
Now I'll set you up with the thing because I can't stop thinking about it. Mm-hmm. Rob, could you get that? Do you do that? Do you find video of the guy walking?
What the kind of place you think this is? I don't arrange things like that.
I don't arrange that kind of thing.
So
there you go.
Was a survey posted on, I think, Classic Rock Forever website of the worst classic rock covers. And at number one, I don't even know if you played this song on Wave a Mic, but I remember hearing it, and I don't hate it because I think it's so goofy. Please welcome the duet of Mick Jagger and David Bowie doing Dancing in the Streets.
Tokyo! South America! Australia!
It's a mashup, right?
No, it was a real song.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah.
I played it in the club.
Oh, is that where you did it? It was recorded.
It's Mick at his Mickiest.
Oh, it's so Mick. And then you see David Bowie being as much like... If I just showed that to Robert and I said, that's the owner of the team in Ted Lasso, he'd believe me. But it's David Bowie.
Yeah.
And they did shoot it in like 3 hours because it had to be ready for Live Aid. But I don't hate it. I think it's a fun
record. I don't either. I don't hate it at all.
Yeah. But look at Mick.
Lots of fabric.
Yes.
Lots of flowing fabric back in those days.
And also, it's always great to hear David Bowie go, there'll be records playing. So I don't think it's the worst. And let's close with
David's
this.
David's dead, Mick's still alive. Thank you.
That's right. Charlie finally has something to really, really set his sight on because a man has built a speedboat shaped like a hot dog.
Made it to Lake Erie on the wiener boat. I'm going to head out to Kelly's Island, see how far I can get. Waves
like
are a little rough. We're talking 3 and 5.
Look at that. It's like a hot dog, isn't it?
I think she's got her, though. I think we're good.
That is so funny. That's better than the Wienermobile, isn't it?
It is.
Better.
It's the Wiener boat. Anyway, so Charlie, get right on that, please.
Yay! Hey, everybody. Oh, we got a great bonus show this week. You will see the clip that we have been referring to. And if you don't know it, you're going to hear it on the bonus show. We've arranged that. We've arranged that kind of thing. So that's going to happen. A little tribute to the movie Fargo.
Yes.
On the bonus show this week. And maybe we'll also talk about World War III.
Oh, that's fun.
Make your preparations now, and we'll be back with a brand new bonus show. And we'll do that for you tomorrow. Back to the ball yard, ladies and gentlemen.
Good
for
luck,
Rob
guys.
Spiewak and also Josh Sirok and Michael Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye, folks.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Michael Mara bonus show. Get it at MichaelMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.